This is Jim Tetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live, this 15th day of August, 2024. We begin with reports from Ukraine. Zelensky's cursed raid has backfired. Entire Ukrainian BTR-4E3 column destroyed by former Wagner fighters. Russian advance accelerates. The reported destruction of a column of Ukrainian BTR-4E armored personnel carriers by former Wagner PMC fighters highlights the ongoing conflict and the devastating impact. Meanwhile, Russia's advances in the east add further complexity to the situation. Here's a tweet about it. The utterly unsustainable insanity of Zelensky's cursed grade is laid bare. An entire column of seven Ukrainian BTR-4E armored personnel carriers were wiped out by former Wagner PMC fighters in the village of Gur in the Kursk region, while the Russian advance accelerates. Meanwhile, Ukrainian soldiers were ordered to fire on civilians during the Kursk attack. A report from one of them himself, RT. A Ukrainian military commander ordered the men to kill armed civilians and wound unarmed men while operating in Russia's Kursk region, a captured soldier has claimed during an interview. Last week, despite suffering setbacks elsewhere on the front line, Kiev launched a major cross-border military operation into Russia. Moscow's security service, the FSB, released footage Monday showing a man who claimed to have been captured during the hostilities. A prisoner of war identified himself as Rusian Paltrovsky, 26, said he was an active duty member of Ukraine's 80th Air Assault Brigade. His unit was given instructions on how to act on Russian soil by an officer he knew under the call sign Striz, Swift in Russian, who presumably commanded the squad in which he served. The commander specifically told us to shoot men in the legs, throw them into root cellar basement, kill them if they were armed. As for prisoners of war, there were no instructions. Most likely, we were supposed to take no prisoners at all. That sounds right. Meanwhile, Douglas McGregor asked, was Russia involved in the invasion? Did he actually participate? We got an audio report.
It's time to commit.
You're talking about the city of Kyiv.
I'm talking, well, Kyiv is a separate question. Mr. Medvedev raised that issue. Shouldn't we really storm Kyiv now? But that is not what
this is Gilbert Doctorow, not.
I'm talking about Kyiv, Kursk. And Kursk, this area that they have invaded has very low population initially. All of that has been evacuated. And so the Russians prepared the possibility of total destruction of anything in the area that's called the area of occupation by the Ukrainians. The most interesting thing about all of this, because there's been tremendous speculation in both major media and in alternative media, on what were Ukraine's motives, what they hope to achieve, and how this will end up. The interesting question from the very beginning was, how could it happen that this expeditionary force, initially of 1,000, now said to be 10,000 or 11,000 Ukrainian soldiers, how is it that they could cross the border and stage this raid, a raid which became an expedition, without being stopped, without being encountering a Russian response? And we know from reports in the Financial Times, people who interviewed the soldiers who participated in day one of this incursion, that they encountered no one. In fact, the Financial Times had a most curious feature of its article, interviewing the soldiers, where the Ukrainians said, well, we crossed over, we were very surprised, we were not met by any resistance. We proceeded into a forest. There we encountered a group of Russian soldiers sitting around having coffee. Remember, this incursion occurred very early in the morning.
Right.
They were unarmed, and we shot them all. Well, it's curious that the Financial Times thought it proper to put on its front page a narrative that is a war crime, but that's a separate issue. Why?
What appears to have happened is that U.S. intel detected a soft spot in the Russian lines and instructed the Ukrainians where they should invade. Meanwhile, State of the Nation has a nice piece about the satanic global power structure and the Khazarian overlords who rule the realm. There's quite a lot here, just a bit about it. If ever there were a time to correct understand how the world is really run, that time is now. Since the fate of humanity and future of planet Earth now lie in the very delicate balance, these revelations are more important than ever. For only a truly aware and knowledgeable populace can make informed and wise decisions about everything. A detailed report posted below only discloses information about many well-concealed mafia families, of which Khazarian Cabal's International Organized Crime Syndicate is composed. It does not reveal the other much larger and more powerful sectors of the global power structure that, colluding together in a highly coordinated fashion, completely rule this entire planetary civilization. In other words, this essential expose does not provide the most crucial info data regarding the radical transformation of the world that has taken at breakneck speed since the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, an unconstitutional piece of subversive legislation and de facto coup against the federal government of the United States of America by the Khazarian Cabal. Yes, they owned and operated much of the American Republic before that treasonous act, but they became the official owners of the U.S. corporation on December 23rd, 1913, giving themselves, in effect, a gigantic Christmas present. Meanwhile, talks collapse, Biden cancels trip, Iran plans Day X, Russia leaks plan to attack NATO if they're forced to do so. Here's a bit about
this is your World War III update. Day X is approaching. I'm going to start off with the big picture, bird's eye view perspective, and then we're going to break it down into the microscopic bits and pieces of all the data that I've aggregated for you today, things that you are not going to hear anywhere else, certainly not in one place, and certainly not woven into a fine avant-garde tapestry of speculation as you are accustomed to. Now, yesterday I made a video called Day X. I would encourage you to go and watch that video because it explains why there is this postponement and why there is this patience amongst the adversaries of the United States who should have probably acted a long time ago, but haven't. And it's because they know that a day is coming where synchronized attacks against the United States, which are going to blindside the transatlantic alliance, are in the cards. This is what Alexander Vučić, the president of Serbia, was warning us about 2 months ago when he said that World War III is probably going to start in 3 months. Well, we're almost there. Everything seems to be converging in September as a timeline. General Soleimani, before he died, had the dream or the vision of a synchronized attack by the entire axis of resistance throughout the Middle East on the United States and its Israeli vassal or vice versa, whatever you want to say. Everybody's got a different theory about that. That was his plan, okay, to have all of the Axis act in unison. Now, you're noticing right now that there's a lot of quiet on the entire front, almost as if everybody is getting ready for a major conflict within the region. All of this talk about ceasefire negotiations, it's all just sanctimonious bluster by the West to try to paint the Iranians as the aggressors and vilify them more when they do inevitably retaliate for having somebody terminated on their sovereign soil, which, of course, I think any country would likely want to retaliate for that. But what they're going to try to do now is hype up this so-called peace negotiation, which I should add, the Iranians have indicated that they're willing to send a delegation there. However, the Israelis have said that they'll back out of the peace negotiations if the Iranians are there. So the whole thing is just doomed to failure. It's all just a show that proves that it's all a show. This is why Anthony Blinken has canceled his trip to the Middle East, and he cited concerns about security. This is not something that typically happens, okay? Now, if the Axis of Resistance does a coordinated attack against all American bases, against the Israelis, that is going to be unexpected, because we've become accustomed to doing these wars in a way which is sequential as opposed to all at once. But if there indeed is, if this vision of the late Soleimani is finally realized, and all of the Axis right now is finally prepared, and the reason why Iran has not struck yet is because, as I indicated in that video yesterday, they're not preparing for a strike against Israel. They are preparing for the war, the massive war that ensues thereafter. And in fact, the IRGC has said as much, that they're preparing for a long battle. What they're doing right now in Iran is running a series of exercises. Every day it's another exercise. And the whole purpose of this is subterfuge. It's to create white noise so that the intelligence gatherers on the other end can't ascertain whether it's real world or exercise. And this lends more credence to my saying, there is no military exercises, only World War III disguises. This rings true perfectly today. In the age of satellite surveillance, the only way to effectively conduct subterfuge is to do it in such a way where it appears as though you're constantly getting ready to attack, and that you hope that the adversary becomes complacent or confused, and so they never know the exact moment that attack is going to come. Now, the reason why the Iranians have to act, okay, is because Trump very well could be coming back to office. It doesn't matter who gets into office, there's going to be a war in the Middle East. Because remember, all of this, like, I mean, Iran attacking Israel has happened on, and Israel, of course, attacking Iran has happened on the Democrats' watch. All of the escalation that we've seen, so it, left or right, it doesn't matter, guys. Okay, in fact, I want your candidate to win, no matter who it is. I want it to win just so you can see that nothing fundamentally will change. The system has to crash. Trump could be coming back to office. So the Iranians know that a fight is coming. If Trump gets back in office, there will 99.999% chance be a war with Iran. There's no doubt about it, because, of course, they have a warrant for his arrest. They still have been biding their time and wanting retribution for Soleimani's death. COVID happened. Recall, if COVID did happen, something probably would have continued to escalate with respect to that situation. But COVID threw everything for a loop. Now, Iran has claimed that they've rejected calls to de-escalate. And it's important to understand, Haniya, the guy who was assassinated in Iran, the Iranians don't particularly care about that, okay? They care about the fact that Israel is trying to start a fight. And why Israel is trying to start a fight is, you know, that's a subject of debate. But I think that it's because they realize that Iran, as I stated in my video yesterday about Day X, is about to achieve what I called escape velocity, meaning that they're an emerging power in the region. And the point in which you're able to quell them is there's a very short window left to do that. And if you don't act now, they're going to achieve escape velocity. And this is due to a variety of factors, things which were not the case 5 years ago. OK, okay?
Let me say, that's Canadian Prepper. What a brilliant guy. There's more to come, or it appears that Israel has threatened to attack Iran with nukes, and Iran has responded. Here it is. Former Iranian diplomat. Iran has been threatened with a nuclear strike, says Admiral Amouzi. For the first time, I will inform you and your esteemed audience that Iran has been threatened with a nuclear strike. I will not discuss Iran's response to that, but it affirmed that were it hit with a nuclear weapon, its deterrence would match the severity of the attack. A message has been relayed to the concerned parties. I hope you disregard tweets like Iran is a coward, Iran is scorned. To be honest, such stories are worthless. Those who conveyed the threats have received responses much fiercer than the threats. And let's leave it at that. Let's leave it at that. Well, there's a bit more to it. Namely, that when they say Iran is going to respond in kind, that means that Iran has nukes, and Iran would respond with nukes. So this seemed to me to be huge. I'm very, very glad that Iran is acknowledging having nukes. Very important. Meanwhile, we have reports about Russia siding with Iran. Russian FM arrives in Tehran for talks. Kremlin arm dealers deal occurs amid tensions after Iran's threat to strike Israel. Russia allegedly transferred its Iskander missile and Murmansk BN systems to Iran. Transfer using an IL-76 military transport making multiple flights. Well, there's more, but the bottom line is this. Iran has affirmed it will respond in equal proportion if Israel attacks them with nukes, which confirms what I've reported before, to wit, that Iran has nukes. And frankly, this is great. This is a key to peace in the Middle East. We had over 40 years after World War II of international stability between the two world superpowers, the United States and the USSR, because each side had a massive supply of nukes sufficient to obliterate the other. So both sides knew that initiating a war would bring about their own destruction. Israel has now got that message from Iran. I'm glad. This really changes the equation in the Middle East in a highly significant fashion. Meanwhile, State Department approves over $20 billion arms package for Israel. You might ask, how can that happen? Well, there's no president of the United States. It's Lloyd Austin over at Defense and Anthony Blinken at State are running their own shops.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. Will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMontrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people.
Four more stories in this segment. Jordan ready to shoot down any Iranian missile breaching its airspace. Obviously, that makes Jordan complicit with Israel. Damascus calls on occupying U.S. forces to stop bombing Syrians and to leave the country. This is going to continue to happen all over the world. American forces are no longer going to be welcome. We have, what, around 700 bases. Anticipate in a year or so that'll be down to 500, then 300. The U.S. military influence, indeed political influence, indeed economic influence worldwide is going to continue to shrink. How BRICS and the Shanghai Cooperative are remaking the world order. That's a significant story here. Very important. And a lot of this came about because of the U.S. abusing the international monetary system. So China, Iran, Russia. Steve Turley talks about how the world is shifting from being dominated by one superpower to having multiple powerful nations. The change is evident in rising groups like BRIC, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and the Shanghai Cooperative Organization, which are challenging traditional power structures. These groups, which include emerging economies, predicted to be globally dominant by 2050, are growing and could potentially form a military alliance. The shift is causing tension, could lead to significant changes in global politics and economics. Take that to the bank for a certainty. Meanwhile, the far-left governor of Oregon has sent its National Guard, 230 guardsmen, to Iraq and Syria. amid soaring tensions in the Middle East. What a bad example. The U.S. is pledging to defend Israel from an expected Iranian reprisal attack. The U.S. has about 2,500 troops in Iraq and 900 occupying eastern Syria. The Oregon Guardsmen are likely being sent out on a regular rotational deployment. But the move comes as the U.S. beefs up its presence in the region. Mind you, the United States cannot make its recruiting goals, not even the Marine Corps, which means the United States is weakening. It is shrinking. Its military is being reduced in size daily. Subbing by sending off National Guard is an admission that we cannot sustain our own military and weakens our capacity to deal with issues right here at home. If we have a million UN illegal immigrants constituting a terrorist army right here in the United States, if we have sent our National Guard from various states off to distant lands, that means they're not here to protect and defend the United States. So whether by intent or coincidence, the situation is growing more and more grave. Yes, we have millions, hundreds of millions, over 100 million, I'd guess around 150 million armed Americans. But I tell you, we are not, for the most part, an organized armed force. And what is required here is going to require a lot of sophistication and organization. So I say, brace yourself. It may be the militias the Democrats love to malign are what will save our nation. I can only tell you, if you can't defend your own home, if you don't have the weapons, if you don't know how to use them, we're going to have crime extending out into the suburbs from the urban centers, which are going to become controlled by gangs. Police are being weakened. They grow weaker every day. Gangs grow stronger. The wealthy are leaving these communities. The elegant businesses that used to provide a lot of tax revenue are closed. Our cities are in a state of decadence, and it's growing worse. And the gangs are going to begin extending their reach out of the urban areas they've already looted and polluted in order to reach the suburbs with new targets. And your home and your possession are going to be among them. So I encourage each and every one of you, if you aren't already armed, find weapons that you're comfortable with. Learn how to use them. Stock up, lock and load. Because I guarantee you, our having to defend ourselves is going to come sooner than you can imagine, quicker than you can imagine. And it's going to be not just a question of convenience. It's going to be a matter of life and death.
At the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for, all alone?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, You have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Health Simple with Kalwada Shilaji, Factbit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yoga vaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say it's all right.
Talk about appalling news, breaking event, Social Security numbers allegedly stolen, over 2.7 billion records taken. You think it's just a coincidence that's happening when the Democrats are bringing in millions of illegals? I have no doubt about it. They're going to give them all kinds of Social Security numbers. They're going to make it far more difficult for them to be tracked down. This is dirty dealing by the Democrats, who don't give a damn about average Americans or the well-being of the nation. They only want to retain power. Meanwhile, Biden's AWOL week highlights concerns about presidential fitness and leadership. Joe Biden has been quite the elusive figure of late, demonstrating an uncanny knack for avoiding the public eye. That's, of course, because he's grown 4 inches. It's not the same guy. Last week's activities included a rather forgettable meeting with Americans involved in a prisoner exchange and a phone call to the King of Jordan, leaving many to wonder who's actually steering the ship of state. A casual observer might find it hard to believe that the nation commander-in-chief has the time to vacate to his beach property while the world teeters on the brink of various crises. Some might even call it a classic example of the slow coup orchestrated behind the scene by those pulling the strings. Yes, don't have any doubt about it. Meanwhile, Kamala has an ace up her sleeve that has left Donald Trump speechless. What in the world would that be? Democrat group registering psychiatric hospital patients in a swing state. That's quite an ace. That fits. Pennsylvania, with its 19 electoral votes, is the most important swing state. Both presidential campaigns are preparing for an expensive contest. Former President Trump won Pennsylvania by a little over 44,000 votes in 2016, before it flipped to Biden in 2020 by about 81,000 by manipulating the vote. An ally of Harris has launched an unthinkable move to help her carry Pennsylvania. Dr. Alistair Martin, who is a White House fellow to Harris, founded a nonprofit that uses doctors to register their patients to vote. She founded Vote ER, using doctors who are working with vulnerable patients in places like psychiatric hospitals and assisted living facilities in a Democrat voter registration drive in Pennsylvania. That fits. The Democrats are not called demon rats for nothing. Meanwhile, Trump has seen a poll that's going to horrify Kamala. Pollster Scott Rasmussen's latest survey found Vice President Harris leading Trump by 1 point in a head-to-head match and in an expanded ballot test with independent candidate RFK Jr., a sharp reversal that from a week before that found Harris leading Trump by 5 points, 47 to 41. In other words, the tide is already turning. And the more you learn about Harris, the more you realize she's utterly incapable of holding the office. Meanwhile, other polls are showing that Trump is taking the lead in relation to economic issues, edging past Harris. No doubt about it. National political polls are experiencing what can only be described as a chaotic carousel, particularly under the drastic upheaval of a revived Democrat ticket. However, two polls, one from CNBC and Rasmussen, suggest voters are leaning back toward the familiar face of Donald Trump, leaving Harris scrambling to keep up. According to CNBC's, Trump currently enjoys a slender edge over Harris, 2 points, 48-46, while the margin's thin, comfortably within the margin of error. Telling, concerns about the economy are driving many to reconsider their options. Voters, particularly middle-aged, seem to buy into the idea the former president had a better grasp on economic matters than his current counterpart in the White House or his Democrat alternative as things now stand. Meanwhile, Elon Musk has posted what's being called a bizarre AI video, but I like it. Let me play it. This is Trump and Musk dancing to Saturday Night Fever. And of course, it's an animation, but it tells us something. Oh, I love it. I love it. It's wonderful. What it says to me is Trump has a really good friend in Elon Musk. I mean, this is just very touching, very amusing, well done, enthusiastic, joyful. I'm really tickled that anyone would call it bizarre. Indicates to me they don't have any comprehension of human relations. Meanwhile, the economy is suffering. Major discount retail chains plan to close over 300 stores. Economic woes under the Biden admin continue. American discount retail giant Big Lots has announced it plans to close over 300 locations across the United States. A spokesperson said, taking decisive action to operate efficiently and reviewing our store footprint on an ongoing basis to make sure we're best positioned to serve our customers and businesses. The move comes as a company reported a 10% decrease in sales, $205 million loss in the last quarter. But that's just what you'd expect under Biden. Under Harris, it would be worse. Meanwhile, Dave Hodges reports a Democrat Party coup against Kamala is underway. Here's a summary of Biden-Harris accomplishments. Allowed 15 million unvetted illegals into the country. Historic inflation crisis. Record high gas prices in all 50 states. Record high consumer debt. Released terrorists into the country. Ukraine-Russia war. Israel-Hamas war. Disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Violent crime skyrocketing. Tried to jail political rival in name of democracy. Lied to American public about Joe's decline. Declared war on American energy. Record low test scores for kindergarten through 12th grade students. Most unpopular president and VP in history. Yes. Yes. That's their party platform. If you want to know why Kamala hasn't put one up, it's because it would read like that. Meanwhile, a CNN host accidentally lets a cat out the bag on a bad secret about Tim Walz. And the more I learn about him, I mean, it is disgusting. Vice President Harris completed the Democrat ticket when she picked Minnesota Governor Walz. Democrats celebrate because he's gone further in supporting their woke agenda than the other finalist, Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania. Walz is almost completely unknown on the national scene. A poll showed 71% of the country had never even heard of him before. That means Democrats and their media allies had a chance to define him for voters. He's a former high school teacher and football coach in rural Minnesota, who launched his career with a run for Congress in 2006. They want to present him as a folksy Midwestern dad who can help Democrats speak to working class voters. But David Axelrod, who served as a top advisor to Obama, discussed Walz during an appearance on CNN. Brianna Collar asked him if the image that's being presented by Walz would be able to mask his whole extreme track record. He just looks kind of like everyone's uncle, right? He just kind of has this sort of appeal to him, Keller said. And I wonder if you speak to that, because right now you're seeing the Trump campaign and allies trying to define him. And David, there's some things they can work with. I mean, if they look at things about his response to the riot, the protests in 2020, he admitted there was a lot of delay in calling out the guard. Walz waited days while Minnesota was looted and burned to the ground by Black Lives Matter and Antifa in the wake of the 2020 death. Much more to that. Much more. All bad. Meanwhile, after letting our city burn, former federal prosecutor who charged BLM rioters says Walz is not fit to be vice president. Joe Taurab, a former federal prosecutor who charged BLM rioters, spoke to Vox about what Minnesota's really like under Walz's failed leadership. When it came to cracking down on regular citizens, he was such a tyrant during the pandemic, he ordered police to shoot residents with paintballs if they dared to leave the confines of their home to sit on their own porch. Walz even bragged about leaving his 87-year-old mother, who had just undergone heart surgery, alone in the home to fend for herself. Successful bar owner Lisa Zarzo was forced into bankruptcy because of his draconian rules. But Walz felt no such need to crack down on BLM rioters as they burned Minneapolis. J.D. Vance said of him, I think it's interesting. They make an intriguing team because, of course, Tim Walz allowed voters to burn down Minnesota in the summer of 2020, and Kamala helped bail out the few who were caught. Well said. Meanwhile, Dave Hodges asks, is the mainstream media the enemy of humanity? I think he's got something to it. Maybe we can pick it up.
With high blood sugar,
a bit of it, but we got to deal with it. There we go.
Hey, guys, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you, does it feel worse than what we're being told? That's because...
You know, I got to make this perfectly clear, and I know for a lot of you come here, you've already figured this out, but I stand to expose the unholy, the satanic, the illegal, and the unconstitutional. And then we hope to give solutions to bring hope and unity and collective action against the tyranny of the Bolshevik communists that have taken us over. That's our mission here. And along those lines, I'm going to talk about something we encounter every day. And I'm going to issue the most grave, the most stark warning I can. And I'm going to be as blunt as I can. And I hope that these words are taken seriously. And I hope that many of you can redirect your viewing and listening habits based upon what I'm going to expose. My name is Dave Hodges. I am the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we need you to amplify our efforts because we need to put millions of feet on the street to counter this Bolshevik communist takeover. And we're down to 83 days and counting. And we may not have that long. I mean, once the other side determines that their lies and media manipulation are not going to be enough to carry the election in combination with their gross cheating, well, all hell is going to break loose. And I'm sorry to tell you, there's no way around this.
He's got it right. I like Dave Hodges, very sensible guy. Meanwhile, Senator John Kennedy gave the Secret Service bad news that sent shockwaves around the nation about their failure to perform properly in the past. He's a good man. Meanwhile, here's an alternative view. 23 reasons to suspect Trump's assassination attempt was faked and why the organized crime government would stage a fake assassination on their puppet. Well, that's worth your contemplation. When you got them unwilling to talk about what they were doing, whether it's the FBI or the Secret Service, something was going on. Meanwhile, Stephen Colbert's audience laughed out loud after he told his guest that the channel was unbiased. Everyone knows better than that. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization has declared another public health emergency. Are you surprised? Breaking. WHO declares global health emergency over Mpox breakout. The WHO has declared a global health emergency as Mpox, previously known as monkeypox, spreads rapidly across 13 African countries, including the DRC, where 14,000 cases and 524 deaths have been reported. Here's more about it. The announcement came after experts met virtually to advise WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom on the outbreak. Yes, stand by. They're going to pull a COVID on us all over again. It's already begun. Meanwhile, we had those 8 tuberous cancer doctors killed in a plane crash who are traveling to warn the public about their bombshell discovery. Are you surprised? That's what happens. 8 out of the 68 who died in the plane that mysteriously dropped out of the sky in Brazil were turbo cancer doctors traveling to a major vaccine conference to warn the public of a bombshell discovery they had just made. The doctors were reportedly aboard the ATR-72 turboprop that crashed in a residential area near Sao Paulo. They were cancer doctors en route to the SBTMO 2024, a cancer and vaccine conference. They've been investigating the global surge in turbo cancers in run-up to the plane crash. They were originally supposed to be 15 aboard, but 7 changed their itineraries to take an earlier flight.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's easeoff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we have the Kingston Report telling us millions of self-assembly nanotech entities are in COVID-19 injections. I reported this before, but I'm glad to report it again. August 13, 2024. Before we dive into the details of this newly published peer-reviewed article, I want to emphasize this new scientific analysis is a critical piece of evidence in our battle to stop the extermination-level assault on humanity with mRNA nanoparticle technology. We can't stop the crime if we can't identify the weapon. This newly released analysis is further evidence of the toxic, sometimes lethal, self-assembling AI nanotechnology entities found in COVID-19 vaccine vials. Under the fraudulent promotion of safe and effective, these toxic nanobiotechnology were injected into billions of adults and children around the globe, causing an unprecedented level of disease, disability, and death. Yes, and the deaths are only beginning to show up. Meanwhile, let me say, a rather fascinating move. Crystal Swaney wants to ban propaganda by reinstating the law commonly known as the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948 to its original status. The Smith-Mundt Act, also known as the U.S. Information and Educational Exchange Act of 1948, was enacted following World War II. The act was developed to regulate broadcasting programs for foreign audience produced under the guidance of the Department of State, prohibiting domestic dissemination of material produced by such programs as one of its provisions. In other words, this was a law that allowed propaganda to be disseminated to other nations, but not within the United States. Barack Obama had the act nullified so that he could unleash propaganda on the United States. By the Smith Modernization Act of 2012, just in time to bring a Sandy Hook. It's a brilliant idea to revert, because Obama legalized all these phony stunts and shootings like Sandy Hook, Boston bombing, Orlando, Dallas, Charlottesville, Parkland, Las Vegas, Uvalde, Nashville. It's outrageous. Meanwhile, Dr. Rima invites you to join her 10 million Patriot Challenge. The United Nations is about to seal a deal that, by her interpretation, could exclude us from having our own automobiles or driving them, basically restrict our lives to 15-minute cities or the equivalent. She wants to have it stop and asks you to join 10 million Patriot Challenge.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hempaste by Mynutra. Why is Hempaste better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like Hempaste. Hempaste contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy Hemp Paste.
Hempaste.com/RBA. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBA.
Call 855-656-8872. Mention RBA.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Guitar.
Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, this 15th day of August, 2024. Exactly one caller on the line. Renee, the microphone is yours, girl. Go for it.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, there's a reason they don't have to change the playbook. Because people keep falling for the same thing over and over again. You know, you would think that all these, this is an older audience, all these men, many of them even served in Vietnam, okay? But we have, you know, now learned that what they, it was all a lie. It's all a lie. The thing is what did they tell us? Oh, it's the commies. The commies are coming, and we got to fight them over there so we don't have to fight them over here. And let me tell you, men, all you have to do is say, commie, commie. And it's like Pavlov rang a bell. Y'all are so trained, your brain. It's like, you know, the thing is, you know, the fear porn of the right wing, I don't know, y'all could probably teach Rachel Maddow lessons, okay? The fear porn has to stop. The only way for us to not be completely demolished is if, look, the right and left, actually, the people, not the damn politicians that work night and day for divide and conquer, you know, trotting out stuff like trans people reading storybook hour. You know what that is? That's red meat for Republicans to agitate them. That is an intelligence operation. You hear me? So the thing is, you know, y'all gobble it up like it is, you know, from a steakhouse. So the thing is, even like I say, the Democrat politicians are not liberals. Remember, they got rid of Dennis Kucinich, Bernie Sanders. They allowed what happened to Cynthia McKinney and now Cori Bush. They are controlled opposition to make people think they have a choice, okay? The thing is, when you look at it, RFK Jr. and Dennis Kucinich are against open borders. Both of them have come out and they're against it, okay? Which is why they'll never win. But the Democrats actually, the thing was, they're fake, okay? Because they pretend that they give a damn about people, but they don't. They're just there to mislead people. So the thing is, we have to come together on what we have in common. And there's a lot, okay? Instead of this constant fear porn, immature name calling. It's like that is going to show. I just want to tell y'all, they probably have a bill with a draft in it. It's already written, folks, just like they had that Patriot Act written before. It's already written. And when they come for your loved ones, I want you to go look in the mirror and to see whose fault that is. Okay? Because y'all can't play well with others who are different. You have to dwell on the 10% that you're different and keep falling for the fear porn and that red meat. You know, I'm telling you, it's an intelligence op. The way they, with the trans story hour and the stuff, there, I'm telling you, it's the intelligence community that is behind that. It's the red meat they do to inflame y'all, and you keep reacting to it. Right on cue, Pavlov rang a bell. You have to see through that, because if we don't come together on this, look, it's getting close. It's the Third World War, you know, so that's my rant.
Oh, Renee, it's great. I'm delighted. I'm delighted. Anyone out there, today's a great day to rant because we got open lines and few callers. We just had Renee have her opportunity. I'm delighted to follow with Joe from Florida. Joe, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. I got a new one for today. Can you hear me okay? I'm hearing a little feedback.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't know why there's a little break up there, Joe, but you go for it. We'll keep you on.
You know, I might have been on speaker. Apologies.
Sure.
So I got a new one for you today. How about this one? We know Make America Great Again. We know Make Israel Palestine Again. How about Make Ukraine Russia Again?
I love it. I love it. Of course,
you know, here's
wonderful,
the thing.
Wonderful, Joe.
Where we see this Zelensky pulling this stunt, I'm calling it a stunt because, look, he sent troops into Kursk, which, just to be clear, because I wasn't even clear on this to begin with. So Kursk is not one of these disputed territorial boundary regions, you know, in the Donetsk and Lugansk. This is above that. If you look at a map, Kursk is Russia proper. And so that means it's Russian territory. It's Russian land. So this deranged Jewish psychopath war criminal, Zelensky, sends troops into Kursk. Like, okay, it was unexpected, and I believe it was caught off guard, but it's also psychopathic because this is Russia proper. Now, I've seen a report that at least 700 of the 1,000 troops that he sent in are already dead. They were killed almost instantly, okay? So what does that mean? That means that Zelensky, as we know, could care less about Ukrainians. He's only using them as fodder. Okay. Before the war started, or just as it started in 2022, one of the things, you may remember this, what did Zelensky do? He did a national airlift out of the Jews in Ukraine. He did it. We're airlifting out the Jewish people. In fact, that outrageous organization that they call Christians United for Israel, this is the John Hagee organization. They were running ads, and you may remember this, in 2022. Oh, send us money so we can help airlift the Jews out of Ukraine. Well, wait a minute. Why are you airlifting the Jews out of Ukraine? I didn't get it, right? So the minute that was done, what did Zelensky do? He put in a law conscripting every man, starting from about the age of 15, and they're sending men in their 50s and 60s to the meat grinder, okay? So if this is not a ethnic cleansing of Christian men, then what is, okay? He airlifts all of the Jews. Not that there are many Jews in Ukraine to begin with. It's 90% Christian. But, oh, we have to make sure all the Jews get out. So they airlift all the Jews out of Ukraine, and then they put in a conscription law where they force every other man that's left, who are all Christian, basically, either Russian Orthodox or some of them are Catholic, Greek Catholic, and they force them to the meat grinder, to the front lines. And by that means, Zelensky, the Jewish war criminal, has now slaughtered 600,000 Christian men in Ukraine. It's a tragedy. It's a total tragedy, and it's an outrage, okay? So let's make Ukraine Russia again. I mean, they forced it, right? You remember that Vladimir Putin had a peace plan where he would have given Lugansk and Donetsk to Ukraine, and it could have been it would have been a separate region, and Russia wouldn't have control of it. But no, they didn't want that. The people behind Zelensky, like Joe Biden, like Boris Johnson, by George Soros, whose real name is Schwartz. Don't forget that, George Soros, his name is Schwartz. Those are the people that wanted to keep the fighting going, even though it was obvious they could never win this war. And what have they done? They've sacrificed 600,000 Christian men, deliberately, ethnically cleansing Ukraine. I think it's an outrage.
It is.
So we do have to make Ukraine Russia again.
I think Putin may be realizing that too, Joe, because this was outrageous. And I think he's converting the special military operation into a war against Ukraine, because they're going to have to take all of Ukraine. Otherwise, this is going to go on and on and on and on interminably. So you make another great point, Joe, and I love your slogans.
It's inevitable. It was something that they forced Putin to do, okay? Because he literally, they actually had a peace treaty, you remember that, that was already signed by these traitorous Ukrainians, and they doubled back. But Putin was willing to settle for having those two regions be independent and not in control. Now, of course, that's impossible now. I mean, they were bombing that area even before Putin had moved in. So now, I would be all for making Ukraine Russia, only because that's what they're being forced to do. The other part, the other one I want to talk about, is the other Jewish war. Well, before I say that, I want to just mention, you know, that I'm a believer, a Christian. So in the Catholic Church today, we celebrate the Feast of the Assumption, the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Mother. If there's any way that peace could ever happen in this country, it's through prayer in these countries, in the world, really, I should say. I do believe in prayer. Today is a powerful spiritual day in my church. And we even believe that a prayer to the Blessed Mother can stop wars. So I'm urging people to pray. Not that I'm calling out the evil forces that are perpetrating these wars. I also strongly believe we can even avert it. Even, you know, they're supposed to be talking about a ceasefire in Doha today. Well, I'm not even going to rule that out, because I believe miracles can happen. That having been said, however, I do want to note, how is it that anybody can have a negotiation with a partner at a ceasefire, alleged ceasefire talk, when one of the people are in the middle of murdering the other partners who they're supposed to be talking to? This is what Netanyahu, the satanic Jewish terrorist, has just done. He has absolutely murdered the person who he was supposed to be negotiating with, Ismail Haniyeh. And then also two of the top commanders of Hezbollah, who were also allegedly part of some plan that could lead towards the ceasefire. So the United States, as if it wasn't diabolical enough, is also an embarrassment. How can we pretend that you can negotiate with a psychopath like Netanyahu, when even in the midst of what he's supposed to be, they sent a representative to Doha, but they bombed children last night in Khan Yunis? I mean, how outrageous is this? These people cannot be trusted. I feel terrible for the Jewish people being ruled by a satanic evil terrorist, Netanyahu. But, you know, things can only happen if people change. If they keep up with this murderous genocide, there's nothing but destruction ahead for Israel.
Yes, I think that's exactly right, Joe. I think that's exactly right. And Israel may become Palestine again, because there's no more Israel. And the land belongs to those who rightfully own it. Let us hope that comes to pass, Joe. It's so right that that should be the ultimate outcome. Do you have a final thought? Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, just the final thought is, you know, and some people will criticize, oh, I'm naive. I do believe in prayer. I do even think at the very last moment that we have some kind of peace. I do agree that, look, if people are going to continue behaving the way they are, then it's only logical to see that destruction is going to come. But I'm still a man of prayer, and I hope that RBN listeners can take a moment and just say a quick little prayer to whatever God you believe in, because we're absolutely on the verge of World War III. I think people can see that. And I'm a believer that only God can we put it in his hands, right? Because I don't want Israelis to be killed. I don't want Ukrainians to be killed. I don't want Russians to be killed. And I certainly do never want any American to have to spill their blood for the satanic forces that are trying to put Americans in the way of harm to fight for Israel, or to fight for the fake leader, Zelensky, who's not a legitimate leader anymore. Yes. That's my final point.
Yes. Well said, Joe, all of it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Excellent. God bless. Excellent. Excellent call. Tom, you're going to have enough time today to say what you want to say, my friend. Welcome back. Go right ahead, Tom.
Well, yeah, good day, everybody in RBN. And to Joe's point, before we talk about World War III, I think we better look at our own country and look at our revolutions ready to happen here. But I that's what I got to say about that. But I want to say Jerry made a great call yesterday from Chicago. Very good call, Jerry. And I got to say this, Jim. Before we go anything, you want to say a prayer for somebody? Let's say a prayer for the Morris family in Michigan. His name is Nathan Morris. Did you hear about the story? Did you report on that story today, Jim?
No, Joe. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, he is a white male walking around in a predominantly white neighborhood with his little daughter, and his little daughter touched a black man's mulch. He went, took the daughter home, walked back around the corner, and wanted to confront the black guy and try to make peace with the guy. The guy walks out and blows him away and kills him. Now, the people in the neighborhood are going nuts. It's predominantly a 95% white neighborhood outside of, I don't know if it's Detroit or where it's at, but it is in Michigan. And the guy is Nathan Morris. Like Jack Morris, the baseball pitcher for the Detroit Tigers back when they won the World Series. Now, this guy was murdered in cold blood at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The woman driving down the street who witnessed it, she had to be taken care of because she went into shock watching a man get murdered in cold blood in broad daylight. Now, if that would have been a white man shooting a black man, it would be on every major network. Probably riots would be happening all over Michigan. But when it's a white man gets murdered, nothing happens. He's just a statistical number, okay? So I want you to look up the story about Nathan Morris and how that man, that sex offender, murdered this man in cold blood because this little girl touched his mulch. Is that what our society's coming into being? Is that what we're facing now? What? You're talking about Russia. I don't give a damn about Ukraine. I don't give a damn about Israel. Right off the bat.
Tom, you're talking about mulch around a tree or a shrub that she just touched the mulch? I mean, what the hell? Who gives a damn?
Well, she's a little girl, supposedly, and she picked up the mulch, and I guess she might have threw it. It was like playing with her father. And this guy happened to see it's a
sand,
black Afro-American.
And the dirt, yeah.
Well, I don't know the whole story in detail, but I know the cops were devastated. They haven't had a crime in that town in 35 years. It was probably the most shocking crime that ever happened in that area of Michigan.
His last name, Nathan what?
Morris. Like Jack Morris, the baseball player, or Tom Morris, the golfer. Morris.
Love pad shot dead after daughter touched the mulch while on family walk. Holy crying out loud. The father of two young girls. Shot dead by a neighbor who angrily confronted him after his daughter touched the mulch in his yard while the family was on a walk in their suburban Michigan neighborhood. Nathan Moore, 35, was on a walk with his wife and daughters, aged 2 and 5, near their home in Canton just before noon Saturday, when police said their neighbor, Devereaux Christopher Johnson, 47, confronted him, and the two got into an argument. We'll be right back with Tom.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tldtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient dense, nourishing and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
I need somebody, help. Not just anybody, help. You know I need someone, help.
When I was younger, so much younger than today,
I never needed anybody's help in any way.
But now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find a change of mind, I'll open up the doors.
Tom, that's just a stunning story. I'm just distraught about it. Unbelievable. Apparently, this guy who shot him, his name is Johnson, is not a very nice guy, and he's had multiple assaults on neighbors in the past. Bad news, Tom. Go ahead.
Well, he was a sex offender, supposedly, Jim, but I don't know. We'll find out more details, I think. But what I got to say now, Jim, let's go back to George Floyd. This guy, George Floyd, that was supposedly suffocated by Derek Chauvin, I want everybody in RBN to know this. That governor, Tampon Tim, is the one that gave the Minnesota police the training by Israeli special forces to come and train their police force, and that's why Chauvin put his knee on his neck. Derek Chauvin's protocol was not to do that until he was told by the governor of the state of Minnesota to follow the lead of the Israeli special forces that when they are teaching the Minneapolis Police Department. And I want everybody to know that. This guy, Tampon Tim, is a radical wacko. You talk about he wants to keep talking weirdo. This guy's a freak show. And that's what this whole thing is, a freak show with Kamala and all these criminals. But now, Jim, as crazy as that case is, we got to look at the main thing that what the Republican Party should be doing right now, Jim, starting next Tuesday, actually Monday. Tuesday, the DNC starts their convention. They should have people dressed up in MAGA hats saying, we're innocent. Hands up, we're innocent. Like they were trying to blame Donald Trump's supporters for the Jesse Smollett lynching. And Kamala Harris was right there with Jesse Smollett trying to start an all-out race war in Chicago. I hope Jerry calls in. I hope Jerry or JB and any old Chicago callers call in. I can tell you a lot about Chicago. I've been able to live there before these guys were. I can tell you that. I was on Ashland Avenue. I live right down the street from Wrigley Field. When I was a little kid, I was raised right there, right down the street from Wrigley Field, about a mile away. And I can tell you, what's going on in Chicago should happen. This Kamala Harris was actually trying to start an all-out race war by using two black Africans that dress up like Trump supporters. Go figure, Jim. Maybe I should have a drink after this, a margarita, after that one. But, you know, I got to say, Jim, I look at right now, all the callers, a lot of callers are calling in about Israel, and I understand how important that could be for a lot of people. But the most important thing facing our country, Jim, is this. These illegal aliens that are here by 11 million right now, do everybody in RBN understand that these people are in the census right now? So the Democratic Party actually already won? Because they're already in the census, Jim. And what do you have to say about that? There are already in the United States census another 11 million people that shouldn't be here, but they're going to use them for vote. Now, I want to hear what you have to say about that real quick.
Well, of course, Tom. It's outrageous.
No American has any doubt that this is outrageous. This is just a scurrilous Democrats resorting to scraping the bottom of the barrel, bringing in illegals, an army to attack us and to vote Democrat and bribing them up the gazelle. Tom, it's just disgraceful. You know what I have to say about it, because I've said it before many times.
Well, you know, you had a caller the other day. I gave you a nice compliment. I appreciate that, Alexander from Canada. I know your country's being invaded, too. But, Alexander, yes, if I was in charge of that wall and I was in charge of immigration, I would be 10 times more tougher than Tom Holman. I'd make Tom Holman look like a baby. Because I would tell you what right now. When I say that I hear the word illegal, that's exactly what that means. It's illegal. You go stealing food out of a store, and you get caught because your family's hungry, and you stole $100 worth of food, they'll put you in jail from some state. In California, especially, I bet. You try to go, yeah, you can steal sneakers and all that, but you try to a supermarket and try to steal $100, $200, $300, $500 worth of food, and they're going to put you in jail. But where's the sanctuary for the people who steal food, Jim? This is all a giant, filthy Jewish kosher cabal. But they would not allow 10 million Muslims in to sneak in from Saudi Arabia into Jerusalem. But these same schmucks are telling you to not accept this crap. That's why I told you, Jim, Elon Musk and NBC has got to be bought out by a bunch of rich conservative Christian billionaires. They have to buy one of the major networks. It's just only one. That's all they need is one. They don't need no more. And I would even donate a couple $100 to help that cause. Elon Musk or Donald Trump or whoever, they get a team of like 30, 40 guys to buy NBC, one of the major news carriers on daytime TV. It would shock the world. It would shock the nation. Now, Jim, I just got to say this. 11 million people on the census, and Donald Trump and J.D. Vance said the first year they're going to try to get rid of 1 to 1.5 million. No, that's not the answer the public wants to hear. I want to hear 3 million. It's just because of the environmental aspect of all this. The ecological disaster that could happen with all these people coming here flushing toilets, using toilet paper, and all the other nonsense we got to just consume like locusts. We've got to stop this at all costs, Jim. And, you know,
in time, I tell you,
it's going to come down
this step, as I was explaining before, this step of all these social security numbers is to protect the illegals. They're going to give them phony histories the whole bit. It's just outrageous, Tom. You're spot on your complaints, and the Democrats aren't going to do it.
Can I say one more thing, Jim? One more thing. Jim, one more thing.
Say it.
Hello? I want to say this. If we had 5 million people in Washington, D.C. doing like the January 6th protest, I'll go and sacrifice myself for this immigration problem.
Tom, thanks.
If we can get 5 million people in the mall, we'll crush these Democrats.
Tom, thanks.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org. Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
I look at all the lovely people. I look at all the lovely people.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people.
Cynthia in California, the mic is yours.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Fetzer. Can you hear me okay?
Clearly.
Thank you. Well, I want to address the issue that was brought up by the first caller on the draft. Draft to the military is not a right of the Congress under the Constitution. It may be the right under the state, but it is not Congress's right. And people may want to access a color-coded Constitution where the enumerated powers are more clearly marked for people, and I'll give that website if you say so. But I want to mention that,
Go right ahead.
Think about the way the City of London waged war against China, right? The Opium Wars. They brought in opium. And then there's a long trail of so-called improvements where they led to morphine to treat the opium and then heroin to treat the morphine. And now they've got the fentanyl, right? They've made it more powerful. So as far back as the 1950s, there was investigation of an African shrub, the roots from the shrub, and that's called ibogaine. And ibogaine is a psychedelic experience. And you're left with 6 months of your opioid receptors being flooded with the ibogaine, and you are not interested in narcotics. Very interesting. There's a possibility of side effects, but American physicians are not experienced with this because our government made it a Schedule I. Think about all the drugs that they suppressed, like the ivermectin. All the safe treatments for COVID, which it's not really clear yet what COVID really is, and the weapon really was probably the vaccine, which is not a vaccine, but a genetic modifying system. And we have to start thinking how to protect ourselves from this federal overreach. And there's a significant possibility you have to start at the county level, and you need to write a constitution that gives you medical freedom. The petitions on that website I'd like to mention is also to get us out of any international organization that interferes with our sovereignty. And obviously NATO does that. They can bring us into a war with their malfeasance. The UN does that through the World Health Organization. So we have to start at the local level. So start addressing your local people, sheriff and your board of supervisors. Are y'all going to permit the federal government to try to draft the citizens of this county? And if they won't stand up for the Constitution, you know you need to stop that and nip that in the bud as quick as you can. Get your ex-military, your retired military, to realize that the Constitution says that Congress has the right to call forth the militia in case of invasion domestic disturbance, but they're supposed to have been funding the training and the arming of the militias, and they have not been doing that. So your county is probably going to have to do that and then tender the bill eventually to the federal government once you get a responsible one. So those are my ideas. What do you think, Jim?
I think they're excellent ideas, Cynthia. I agree with all of it.
Write a county constitution. Protect your medical freedom. Protect your right to have your militia and the responsibility that they have to initiate the militia, whether the federal government has done its part or not, and they will stand up to drafting of their citizens. Oh, and if you really want to create some interesting constitutional mayhem, go to those crowds of people at the Democratic National Convention and point out to them that every congressperson, congress critter, that voted to send money to Israel actually committed a violation of the oath of office. And within the Constitution, there's no authorization for them to send money to a foreign country. None. And they all need to be basically accused of treason and kicked out of office. And with these people who are protesting, you know, the Democratic Party's support for sending money to Israel, would they help us out with that? Ask them for their help.
Cynthia, again, where's the petition to, you know, get out of any organization that compromises our sovereignty that is so important?
It's on reclaimingtherepublic.org. There's a petition page. There's numerous petitions. And then there's a page that has the color-coded constitution, which makes it easier to understand the enumerated powers.
Cynthia, thanks. This has been an excellent call. Reclaiming the Republic.com. Thanks, Cynthia. Very nice. Yeah. Paul in New Jersey joined the conversation. Paul.
Hello, Mr. Fetzer. Now, Mr. Fetzer, in the media, we hear a lot of the term concerning the migrants, military-aged men. You hear it all the time.
Right.
Now, we have to be honest about this, because who really is importing these people? Who loves these people coming in here? I'm going to tell you who. It's American capitalism. It's the Chamber of Commerce. It's the Federal Reserve. They love it, the growth of the economy, and they want cheap labor. Now, if you're a businessman, would you want to hire an old man? Or would you want to hire a young military-aged man to work in your brick-making factory? Right? You're going to want young, strong men. And ideally, you're going to want them to be somewhat ignorant, with low expectations, and so will readily accept low wages and a low standard of living. Now, these capitalists, they're very wily in a sense, because notice, they're not going to hire a young woman, are they, for many of these jobs? Not really, not if it's a strenuous job. And with a woman, let's say they hire Mamacita, Senorita Mary, right? And you hire her, and before you know it, she's pregnant. You got to provide her benefits. You got to provide her leave, maternity leave, and on and on. And as we know, women take up more health care benefits than men do through the course of their lives. So for a business owner, hiring women doesn't make any sense either. So that's why these military-aged men are the best people to bring in for these corporations. And these corporations love pushing your wages down. They love to get the cheapest labor possible. And what's great about diversity, and Jimmy Dore so wonderfully pointed this out, Jim, when you have a diverse workforce, the employees are less able to form a union because of the ethnic divide. So just like the way the government loves to have diversity, so then you can keep the nation fighting with each other ethnically instead of against the wealthy and against the government, corporations love the same thing. They don't want unions because unions force them to pay better wages, and that's money out of their greedy pockets. Now, concerning some of these migrants and the effects of these migrants, I'd like to make a few other points. For one, we should all consider this, since all these military-aged men have come up to the United States without their women, we have to realize most of these men are going to have a very difficult time finding a woman to marry and to mate with. And so, in a sense, we white guys concerned about these brown migrants, we can at least take a little, you know, we can feel consoled in the fact that geographical distance makes a great form of birth control, and that these men, at least for a while they're here, are not going to be able to have children. So in the aggregate, for many of these African migrants going into Europe, their birth rate is going to decline. And that's just one of these oddball twists of fate when events like this happen.
Well, that's an interesting line of argument. I do think, however, since they're going to have difficulty finding mates, that they're going to want to have sex, and they're going to have forcible sex. The sex crime rate is going to increase in regions where they predominate, I have no doubt. Rape, sexual assault, war. Yeah.
True. And many of these cultures are tolerable. More tolerable than you think concerning homosexuality. So there will be a lot of that going along among those men also. But my last point I'd like to make, Mr. Fetzer, is about Muslim immigration, because I find it very interesting because, you know, we watch these in Europe, the Muslim migrants, and the reality is we shouldn't call them Muslim because just because you're out, you know, from an Arabic country, sure, your parents are going to be more apt to be Muslim because they fled from either Iraq, Syria, Libya, wherever. But the fact is, these French kids who are, they're not French, they're from Arabic nations. These children are brought up on French nihilism, you see, or European cultural nihilism. You see, just because they're so-called Muslims doesn't mean like after school in Europe, they come home and watch their television, and they're watching probably the MTV cultural degeneracy. They're watching Western cultural nihilism, and they're getting all these wild ideas about what they're, you know, and also the cultural Marxism. So they get swept up in that. So when I see a lot of these kids rioting, the Islamic kids in Europe, Arabic kids, I often think, actually, they're mimicking more like European French radicals like there were in the 60s who read Jean-Paul Sartre or Marcuse and got all worked up about revolution and Marxism during the 60s. And so in a sense, you could almost say these kids, these Arabic kids in Europe, are assimilated into European culture, not Islamic culture.
Very, very interesting call, Paul. Highly intellectual. I like it a lot. I appreciate your calls, Paul. Give us a final thought.
Yeah, and you know, I'll admit, like after 9/11, for about a year before I figured out it was done by Israel, I was very vocal about not allowing immigrants from Islamic countries. And by the way, I'm still against bringing in people from Muslim countries anyway, because our founders never wanted them here. What our founders say, I go along with 95% of what our founders say. So I don't want them here. However, from my observation, I would argue unless they're in enclaves that's up in Minnesota in Ilhan Omar's district, right? Generally, the Muslims seem relatively assimilated. And again, because they're away from their imams in the Middle East and they're here in the United States, they get to look around and say, wow, this Western tolerance stuff is pretty good. Getting to watch girls on YouTube or whatever, it's pretty good here. So I think a lot of them assimilate. You know what I mean? I think a lot of them don't. Once they get away from their imams, and many of them are tyrannical, you know, in Islamic nations, they kind of are, I think they're somewhat more assimilable than we think.
Paul, this has been a most interesting call. If I didn't have several others now standing by, I'd keep you longer. I like calls. Keep them coming. David, Michigan, join the conversation.
Hey, Uncle Fetzer, thank you for taking my call. I got a few comments to make. First of all, Paul, he's a pretty sharp guy. I would dare to say that the retardicans and Democrats alike are you know, forcing this illegal immigration, this illegal alien immigration on us. Both sides want cheap labor. I would beg to differ with old Tom, you know, about the number of, you know, 3 million. There's 50 million of these scumbags that they brought in here, and we can't deport them. We would go bankrupt trying to do that. There's only one way to stop those people from coming back here, okay, and trying to take over this nation. And the only way to stop them is going to be the militia, because the military works for the retardicans and the Democrats. Now, to Renee's points, you know, fear porn? Are you serious? Communism? Who created communism? The Jews created communism. Now, back in the mid-1800s, there was a war going on. Communists, the Jews wanted to communize the world back then. They lost. Guess where they ended up? In Wisconsin. And that's where the Republican Party was started by those communists. Jews, and their first president was Abraham Springsteen. All right, now this is all documented. It's not, you know, publicly documented, because the victors write the textbooks. They don't want us to know any of this stuff. But one of your colleagues, I don't know if you know him, but Michael Gaddy, he's got a show, The Rebel Madman. And I'm telling you, he's a brilliant historian, and he has thousands, tens of thousands of original source documents, letters written by these men from the Revolutionary War through the Civil War. And these men wrote to each other about all of this stuff that we're talking about. So Hitler, what was he burning? He was burning pornography. The Jews created pornography. They created Hollywood. You know, this is ancient and modern. You know, this pornography is it's the scourge of the earth. And who created it? It ain't fear porn. It's Jew porn. And, well, I know you got other callers, and there's several other points I want to make, but I'm blind, and I can't take notes and read them. I kind of lost my thunder here, but
you do well, Dave. You do well. You keep the calls coming. You keep the calls coming. Thank you, Dave.
Okay, let me say one more thing.
Sure.
One more thing, Jim. Just remember, people, if you got questions, ask your favorite relatives, Uncle Sam, an anti-Semite, Uncle Ben, an anti-Fa. They will tell you it is not real. It is real, and it is all by design. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. James in Vancouver. James, join the conversation.
Yeah, I hate to break it to everybody, but there's a supremacy clause in the Constitution of 1789 that says if there's a conflict of laws between the various states and Washington, D.C., then Washington, D.C. will prevail. Back to you.
Oh, that's your point? That's it, James? Okay, that's a supremacy cause.
Let me give
go right ahead, way. James. I'm on the air, Bill.
Look up the United States versus Rutherford, 1979. That was the Laetrile thing. About 12 or 13 of the states had passed it as legal. The FDA started whining. And Thurgood Marshall said, well, look here, we justices don't know what's effective, but the FDA do. So we're just going to go along with the FDA because they've been doing a good job so far. There's the case. I'll let you go. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, James. Thank you, James.
I know.
John in Michigan, welcome back, John. Your thoughts? The mic is yours.
Thank you, Jim. A couple of things. We are in a bankruptcy. This goes to Cynthia. The Constitution is not here. We've been in the bankruptcy of 1933, and I've brought this up on your show before. If you go to famguardian.org, famguardian.org explains the whole situation we're in. You cannot bring the Constitution in a court here in this country because these are administrative tribunals. It has nothing to do with what we're supposed to be. If she brings it up, Cynthia, I love that the fact that you're versed in it, but it's not here. We're a democracy, according to this article, at famguardian.org. My idea, it's what is from the bankruptcy. And then as far as the people coming into our country, the Chinese, I don't think they're coming in here to be a workforce. That I think, is a fallacy. I think the UN will use them, if anything, to take over cities and control cities along with the other terrorists and also the motorcycle gangs that no one's really paying attention to, because all of the elitists at the bottom of their list of what they have is control over a motorcycle gang in this country or in the world. Something you have to look into, because it is a factor when it comes to chaos. Who's going to be there to control it? Well, not good people. So that's the Chinese are here for a special purpose. And it's when you have over 200,000 of them, you have a few. And then Michael Yan has talked about this. So has Michael Flynn. As far as the power of these folks. And then all of these ports of ours are controlled by the Chinese, and all of the equipment that they need is probably coming through these ports without a problem at all, and put in different places around our country to accommodate the folks when it's time to take charge of our country.
John, that's such a great observation, yes. Having them control our ports gives them an access route to America without any constraint. That's a wonderful observation. Even profound, my friend. Well done. Well done.
Well, here in Michigan, in Grand Rapids, the DeVos family and Van Andels, they had Amway. That was their big moneymaker. And when I did some work down at the airport in the 90s, there was an off-limits in that airport. It was because it was Chinese controlled. That was back in the 90s. And that was because much of the product for Amway does come from China. So we're surrounded, and that's where Bo Greit said that's right where he wanted him, because he was quite a warrior, and he knew that if you were surrounded, you'd shoot anywhere and take out your enemy. And they're everywhere in our universities. It's going to be very frightening for many people in certain areas when things hit the fan, and I think it probably will be, more probably than not, I think.
Well, John, I just want to thank you for that call and all the other callers today. Simply excellent. I'm very, very impressed. We started slow, but we sure got a lot out of mileage out of today's show. I want to encourage everyone, of course, once again, to spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. And I found it so charming. You're only going to see it when you check out the video version or follow up on the links. But this little video of Trump and Elon Musk doing Saturday Night Fever is wonderful. You don't want to miss it. I'm going to play it again as we end today's show. Oh, God, it's so wonderful. And again, what's more with feeling? Well, you can't tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. You see love, women walk. We can't get to rest. So I walk on. That's all right. I'm not hate. And you may look the other way. We can try. Understand. And do your time. I'm not man. Well, you're another away. You're nothing. Stay in the light. Stay in the light. We're the city freaking and everybody shaking. Bringing a little joy to politics. I love it. I absolutely love it. We'll see you tomorrow and support RBN.